But a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's cold.
He's worried.
Yeah.
He's worried. It's okay. Go get your essentials, if there's any still left.
I love it.
He's all right. 21st day of the first month of 2026. 21 in, 344 left to go. We got 12 days until February 2nd, Groundhog Day.
I got to start all this brewery stuff again.
Brewery. 24 days until Valentine's Day.
It's going to be fun.
Oh,
you're so in love.
Wonderful, isn't it?
You're married. Aw.
Today is otherwise known as the follow. Oh, you're going to like this. It's National Hug Day.
Oh, you want me to make it weird?
Wonderful,
come,
isn't
bring
it?
Bring it in, KB. Let's hug. Huggy, huggy, huggies. Woo, 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 woo.
It is National Granola Bar Day.
You know, I like the granola bar when I have them, but I don't know that I'd go out of my way for them.
I like the wife who just says, that's just a candy bar repackaged into something healthy. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, it worked on me.
No, I kind of like this whole marriage thing for you because she's making me look more and more fun every single day.
It is National New England Clam Chowder Day.
Oh, I like the New England Clam Chowder. You're not a fan,
not
are you?
A fan,
no.
No.
It's like potato soup. You throw clams in it.
It is Squirrel Appreciation Day. Yay.
Everyone's acting right now. Squirrel everything away.
Don't worry about those little guys with stuff like this coming up. It's National Cheesy Socks Day. If you haven't worn them. It's national on National Hug Day, National Hug Your Puppy Day.
Every single
wonderful,
day.
Isn't it?
No. Conscious Uncoupling Day.
Thank you, Gwyneth Paltrow.
It is International Sweatpants Day. That's going to be this weekend.
Yeah.
And it is One Liner Day.
How many?
One liners.
Not two.
Number one!
Like, I can do this now. The old Henny Youngman, king of the one-liners. Take my wife. Please.
Please.
Hey. Try the bit. On this date in history, things happened. Not much. 1911, the first ever Monte Carlo rally took place with 23 cars.
Ooh, how fast were they?
Bet we can best that right now on 30. 1972, the first ever Star Trek convention was held. 1972. They were the cool kids.
So cool.
We have Musically today, number one on the charts, 1978.
Hey.
The soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever.
It's when men were sexy.
Hit number one.
Showing off their chest hair, gold chains, and white polyester.
I do believe my parents have this album, and I didn't play it as a kid. On this date in 1990, John McEnroe became the first player to expelled, in other words, kicked out by the Australian Open. He threw a tantrum. That used to be fun.
Yeah.
On this date, peak 90s pop culture, 94, Lorena Bobbitt found temporarily insane and not guilty.
It's too soon.
Look that up.
Too soon.
Mm-mm. On this date in 2004, Musically, the record industry sues 532 computer users it said were illegally distributing songs over the internet.
Take that, Napster.
Ken Buckner.
Easy. They never caught me. They never caught me. And on this date in 2009, see, the 20th, as we were saying yesterday and why we left today, is the big inauguration date. And that was set like in 1927 or whatever. But 2009, it was on this date that Barack Obama took the presidential oath again because they flubbed it the day before. It says he messed it up. It was actually the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
It's disturbing.
But nonetheless, you want to be sure about those things, right?
Let's get it right.
We have a couple of would-have-been birthdays today. The great Mac Davis, Lubbock boy, lost him in 2020. And even though DJ Day was yesterday, it is the birthday of one Wolfman Jack, baby.
Ooh.
Oh, and if you don't know, go know, kids. He's greatness.
Pass.
We have birthdays. Luke Grimes is 42 today. That's Casey on Yellowstone.
Yeah,
he'll be in a spinoff.
Sheridan Empire.
Yeesh. Of the Baby Spice fame, Emma Bunton is 50.
Yeah, you remember her? She was the one with the pigtails and the blonde.
Even though it does look like Posh Spice's family and Beckham's family, that's got some weird stuff going on right there.
Stinkies, I know.
Something weird. Hakeem Olajuwon, the Dream, is 63 today. Houston Rocket. Gina Davis, 70.
Ooh. She's the one who tells everybody that she's a member of Mensa.
Oh, yeah?
The high IQ club.
Is that...
Wasn't she on the Olympic team for archery back in the day?
I don't know. Did she tell us that also?
No. Hello.
Have you went around telling people that you're a blue ribbon winner of the goat milking championship?
I'm telling everybody all the time.
That's better than Mensa.
I'm not a vegan.
Billy Ocean.
Hey.
76 today.
If a boy comes up and says, don't get into his car, ladies.
Yeah,
okay?
That's actually...
Call Auntie Hex.
In fact, there's a bunch of 80s songs that you should, from a public service announcement, not do. Placido Domingo is 85. No, that's Sade. That's Sade. Jack Nicklaus is 86, the Golden Bear, today.
He plays the golf.
Coming up on the way. By the way, this winter storm has a name. And they say if you want to defeat anything, know its name first. So we will say it and utter it in triplicate coming up.
Waking up with you, Texas.